Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't refreshing?
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. There's a vehicle fire on I-135 northbound at 37th Street. It's not causing any backups at this time, but be aware of potential onlooker delays. And I-235 south is sluggish heading onto K-96 east. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Good morning. It's a mostly cloudy start to the day. We may even see a sprinkle, especially north of Wichita. Then partly cloudy this afternoon. North winds 10 to 15 and a high of 63. Partly cloudy and chilly overnight. 43 should do it for the low. Back over to a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, high 66. Mostly cloudy and 65 on Thursday with a chance of rain. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's our duty to tell you about the Odyssey app.
Hey, boss, is that good?
Try again.
Download the free Odyssey app now.
Is that better?
No.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Please hang on. Please. This is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission.
Stand by for action.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Eunice, meanus, usness, weenus, yournus, minus, ourness, happiness. And now I'd like to hear where your head is at.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to another hour of Sports Daily. It is Max Power bringing you all of those intros the last little while. Should be a lot of interesting things coming out of that from Mr. Max Power. You can give him a call and talk to us. 869-1240 is the number to call. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage with you here. Another hour of Sports Daily. You can comment to us on your video streams if you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube or X. You can also watch us on 12 News Connected. You can also listen to us on the Odyssey app. We have it all coming for you. We will get into this Brendan Sorsby case and story here in this hour of Sports Daily. It is a troubling one, to say the least. It is a very, very fascinating one when you talk about what the Big 12 could look like next year. We'll get into all of that, the ramifications of it. And not ironically, I can tell you, Paul, how the odds in the Big 12 have changed as Brendan Sorsby has now checked himself into a facility for gambling. And I don't mean that as far as bets, but just it's always given us a perspective on what the predictions are. But, you know, it's not lost on me that we're doing that in the aftermath of a gambling story. So we'll have all that for you coming up this hour. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, Delano, featuring live music this Sunday. You can find the details at wichitabrew.com. Send off your Sunday with live tunes, tasty treats, and good times at WBC Delano, your spot for spring Sundays. Visit www.wichitabrew.com for more info. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather. We come back in, Paul. We'll get into Soresby in the next one in our long segment. You had your NBA playoffs last night, Paul. I told you I'd watch something.
Good.
And I did. I watched about 15 or 20 minutes after the Rangers and Yankees finished up. The damn Yankees won, by the way. I flipped over to Oklahoma City and Phoenix to watch the Thunder finish off the Suns. That series is a sweep. No surprise good, there. Good, we're good. All just waiting, hopefully, for a Thunder Spurs. I say all. We're not all hoping for that, but I think casual basketball fans are. What I got to know, though, Paul, you're the NBA, and I don't know how much you've been watching the Eastern Conference. Are we looking at a – should we be looking at a big story here?
Yeah.
With Orlando and Detroit?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
I think you might be. And you might also be looking at the Magic and the Pistons. And wow.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, the Magic and the Pistons. Yeah. Magic up 3-1, 8-1.
Cade Cunningham still doing great. I mean, he's the player we all think he is. But I'll tell you what, it's an amazing thing. Orlando leads 3-1, Jacob. 3-1. Now, they play these games for a reason, but that's a really high seed and a really low seed. And you've got Orlando leading 3-1. I mean, how does that happen? It happens in the NBA because everybody's
don't
got players.
Don't ask me, Paul. I have no idea.
And I didn't watch any of the Thunder and the Suns. I'm done with that one. Of course, that series is now over. OKC wins that series 4-0. We all knew that was going to happen. Not a single game was that entertaining. But I'll tell you what is entertaining, the talent on that team. And that team is deep. That team is athletic. That team is long. I'm going to use all the superlatives that anybody on the radio or in the media would use to describe that team, and I'm not the first guy to use those superlatives. But that Thunder team is unbelievable. And, of course, last night, Nuggets beat the Timberwolves, and that was fun. You know, Jokic is something really special. And to watch
that. We do take him for granted.
Another triple double. And it's just amazing. 27 points, 12 rebounds, and get this, 16 assists from a big guy. I mean, that's just amazing. Wow. That's just amazing to me, 16 assists. But the Nuggets are now up 3-2. I thought the Timberwolves had a chance of winning this series early. What's that?
But Anthony Edwards is hurt. So does you think Denver comes back with Edwards out in the series?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a possibility. I really do.
Okay.
So we'll see. But we'll see. But obviously, last night, 113-125, game wasn't that close. Timberwolves made a run in the fourth quarter, scoring 38 points, their biggest quarter of the entire game. So we'll see what happens. But right now, I like being ahead, you know, leading the series 3-2. And I like the Nuggets in this. And the Nuggets are the bigger story anyway. The Nuggets are the team you want to see advance. They're the better team between the two, in my opinion. So we'll just see what happens, okay, Jacob? We'll see what happens.
Yeah, look, we will. And tonight you've got 76ers, Celtics, Hawks, Knicks, and Trailblazers and Spurs.
And I like the way
your NBA playoff update with Paul Savage.
Well, there you go. And here's the thing. You know, whenever we're watching these things, it's the NBA. I mean, I'm not saying we got to give an entire hour or something to the NBA playoffs.
It's the playoffs.
We're just honest
on this show.
That's right.
We're nothing else.
Well, I don't care to discuss that much NBA during the season.
And I don't like. I mean, we're caught up in other things. We always try to be honest with people.
That's right.
I think this has never been the show for the diehard NBA fans to, you know, to get their NBA fix.
Mm-hmm.
We talk a lot of football. We talk a ton of college basketball.
Yeah, we do.
And this time of year, if the Royals are good, we're going to talk a lot of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk a lot about these other stories off the field that are of interest to us. Most of the time, it's, you know, college stuff and mm-hmm. this eligibility thing. Like we're here in the heart of, you know, a part of the country where KU, K-State, Wichita State, just about everybody that flips around and turns this on, one of those three is their team.
Right.
right? Just right. about everybody.
Right. Yeah. Can I just ask you a quick question? Because here's okay. what's kind of been bothering me. You know, the Oklahoma City Thunder, I think about the Thunder.
Right up the road.
When Westbrook and Harden were you know, the big guns there for the Thunder. Yeah. And that was pretty heady time. Let's face it. Those were good players on a team in Oklahoma City, and they were getting all kinds of play. People driving from Wichita. It was not uncommon to run into somebody.
Oh, they're as close to us as the Chiefs or Royals
that's
are.
That's right. And you drive down, go to the NBA, come home that night. You know, you drive back. And I saw a lot of that. A lot of that. We talked about a lot of that on the radio, as a matter of fact, people making the trip. I don't hear that much about this particular team and people, you know, getting down to the down to
Oklahoma. They won the championship.
That's right. But you still don't hear. Maybe you do. Maybe you go around.
I don't. I've always been curious about that. Like, you, it's not like Kansas City proper is in Kansas. I mean, part of it is, but you know, when you're talking about the Royals
Correct.
Or the Chiefs over right. the years. And so if Kansas City got an NBA team, I think people here would be fired up for it. There's a team just as close the other direction,
yeah.
Oklahoma City.
And they're good.
Been here a long time.
And they're good.
But I don't hear a lot of people fired up for Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, some people are. I think there is a small pocket, but it's not the same as the Royals or the Chiefs. And I've never really understood why. It's a different state. So is Missouri.
Well,
now that won't be the
case. You
got
Kansas in the name, Jacob. Come on now.
That won't be the case anymore for the Chiefs. And I'm not from here, so I don't understand all these things. You know, the teams that I loved and adored growing up, the Rangers, the Cowboys, Paul, are much further away from where I grew up than Oklahoma City is from Wichita.
Right.
And Dallas is a 5.5-6 hour drive to get to Arlington from mm-hmm. where I'm from in Texas.
Dude, it's a 2-day drive just to get down to the Gulf of Mexico, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I think if like Kansas City got a basketball team, people would be all about it because they feel like Kansas City's, you know, you feel like it's yours here.
Yeah, your name's
Oklahoma
in it.
City, even though it's right there. It is right there. It's just as close.
Right.
But people just, they don't. And I love, here's what the NBA does that I love a lot. You've got cities like San Antonio, Oklahoma City, Sacramento, you know, cities that aren't, that
Portland?
Don't have other
Would you count Portland?
Teams. They're a little smaller.
Yeah.
No, but they you. Get these franchises, and man, could you imagine how much fun it is in Oklahoma City right now with the Thunder?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
or
gosh.
Or in San Antonio with the Spurs. Right. I know how much fun it is in San Antonio with the Spurs because my 100-year-old great-aunt fills me in.
All right.
She's a diehard Spurs fan down in San Antonio.
Yeah. You know what I like? Diehard. I mean, I like about the Thunder is they got the Loves logo. You know, the
That is a pretty perfect – that. As sports logos go, Paul, and we see them now a lot in basketball and
right.
baseball,
mm-hmm.
the Oklahoma City Thunder wearing the Loves logo has to be the most fitting and perfect one,
I think that it is perfect because in the state of Kansas, there's Loves everywhere and in Oklahoma as well. But, I mean,
yeah,
they're everywhere. We got one up on 21st in the bypass. I-135, there's a Loves. We got Loves all over the place. And that logo on there says, you know something? You guys are my kind of guys. I know nobody.
Yep, that's a Midwest truck stop kind of
thing. Yeah, no, I'll go to Loves in a heartbeat when
you.
I'm on the
I
road.
I think of all the logos now in basketball and baseball that we see, Loves on the Oklahoma City Thunder is the best one.
Thank you for that.
Quick trip on the Royals is good, too.
Not bad at all.
Make no mistake, as far as like fitting the vibe, fitting the theme a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good one. That's a good one, too.
You're part of the people. That's what it says.
Well, so often we see those logos and we're like, what is that company?
That's like, a good point.
That? You know exactly what it is when you see that Loves, that big heart. That's a fun one. We'll
that's
see.
Right.
There's your NBA update, everybody. That's as good as we can get here on Sports Daily. All right, when we come back, let's talk about this Brendan Sorsby story. Boy, this is troubling, interesting, whatever word you want to use to describe it. It's all Brockton Savage. We'll discuss it next.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.